already hooked up and everything?
Correct.
Okay. All right, perfect. Thank you, Seth. Scott. All right, good afternoon, everyone. This is Commissioner Brian Kalk. It's approximately 1:30 on Wednesday, September 25th, 2013. We're here for a informal on case number PU13-203, Boomerang Wireless Designated Eligible Carrier Request. We've got joined by my colleagues in the commission, as well as members from the company and advocate and staff. So what I'll maybe just do is go around and take everybody's name, and then we'll get started. So I'm Commissioner Brian Kalk.
Commissioner Randy Chrisman.
Julie Fedorchak, Commissioner.
Christopher Freeze.
Sarah Cardwell.
With the PSC, all right.
Yes.
And Patrick Fawn just wondered in. Chris, could you identify the folks on the phone that are going to be joining us as well?
Yes, Commissioner. The folks we should have on the phone from Boomerang Wireless are Kim Lehrman, L-E-H-R-M-A-N. Kim is the current president of Boomerang. Jim Balvance, B-A-L-V-A-N-Z. Jim is the current chief financial officer and immediate past president of Boomerang. Julia Redman Carter, R-E-D-M-A-N, and Carter. She is the chief regulatory and compliance officer for Boomerang. We also have Andy Gibson, G-I-P-S-O-N. He is an attorney with Jones Walker, LLP, in Jackson, Mississippi, and is Boomerang's national counsel.
Okay, perfect. So that's everyone, huh?
That's everyone.
All right, just a little more background on this case. In May of this year, Boomerang filed for the request to be designated as lifeline-only ETC. Numerous issues the commission considers on this. We had comments and requests for hearing must have been received back by July of this year. There was no comments for a formal hearing, so that brings us to our informal hearing today. Unless Randy or Julie has any comments, we'll turn it over to the company.
I have no opening comments. Thank you.
Nope.
All right, Chris, it's your nickel.
All right, Commissioner, what I'd like to do is turn it over to Ms. Lehrman, who, as I said, is the president of Boomerang at this time, and let her present her opening statement for the commission.
Thank Kim, you, are you? Thanks for inviting us to be with you today. Boomerang Wireless submitted our application to the North Dakota Public Service Commission for designation as an eligible telecommunication carrier, offering the wireless lifeline services to qualified low-income households. Boomerang Wireless is an Iowa LLC. We were formed in 2008. The company has a strong history in the prepaid wireless market with a brand called Ready Mobile. We built a national distribution network of retail chains, including CVS, Walgreens, and Dollar General around that brand. And this brand targets low-income Americans, many of the same demographic that we are now serving as a Lifeline ETC. Boomerang is a multi-carrier wireless network wholesaler. Verizon, Sprint, and other GSM carriers are underlying network providers. Our company currently employs about 60 full-time people to support our wholesale and retail businesses. In August of 2012, Boomerang Wireless received FCC approval of our compliance plan to become an eligible telecommunication company. The Lifeline Reform Order provided for a blanket forbearance from applying the facilities requirement to telecommunication carriers seeking limited ETC designation. 18 states have subsequently approved our application to represent the Lifeline program to their citizens. Our go-to-market brand is Entouch Wireless, and we currently have 36,434 subscribers that we are proud to serve. In May of 2003, our application was submitted to North Dakota. Our current research shows that there are about 60,700 North Dakota citizens who are eligible for the program and 48,800 who are unserved. The national average for Lifeline penetration is approximately 40%, and the state of North Dakota has a penetration of approximately 20%. 6% as of our current numbers. And it looks like the majority of those are being serviced by a wireline benefit. Some of the highlights of the compliance plan that we submitted include that we are only seeking low-income support for the program. We are requesting rural and non-rural wire centers in North Dakota, including federally recognized tribal areas. Our service includes three service plans that the first is 125-minute or text with a 30-day rollover, a 250-minute or text plan with no rollover, and for tribal areas, a 1,000-minute or text plan with no rollover, and that's only for tribal members living on federally recognized tribal areas. Standard wireless features, of course, are included, such as nationwide calling, voicemail, caller ID, and we can talk about the features more if you would like to do that. Outside of the Lifeline benefit, Boomerang Wireless provides a free wireless phone. Those generally are feature phones or QWERTY phones. Many of them are reclaim phones. The phones are enabled with data capability. We provide the ability to add voice, text, and data units through retail and customer service purchases. Because of our background in the retail space, we do have top-up available for cash in over 90,000 stores nationally, and that is growing. The Lifeline Reform Act provided for substantive measures that we have implemented to combat Lifeline waste, fraud, and abuse. We've adopted these and further measures to protect the program. Some of the things that we wanted to highlight around our current compliance and regulatory measurements include a database check. So we use a real-time application in the field that does a USPS Melissa database for address verification. We also do a duplicate database check against our own database, as well as an industry-initiated duplicate database, which checks for the name, address, last four of the Social Security number, and the date of birth. And where applicable, we also check state eligibility databases. In our program, we review and require a proof of identity. We also review and require proof of eligibility against the programs that have been approved, Lifeline approved, in the state of North Dakota. Only an employee of our company can approve an application. We do not allow a third-party agent to approve an application. We do not provide commission or any incentive pay for applications, which we think really helps in disincenting bad behavior. On top of those in-field support that we have, we also have daily compliance audit for our staff and as well for our applications. So we have a full-time compliance and regulatory director, and she has people who are looking at applications every day to make sure that we are implementing the regulations as laid out by the FCC. We do have an annual recertification process that is in place, and will start in probably about a month to start for 2012. We do look forward to having the National Lifeline Accountability Database and the Eligibility Database as they turn up in 2014 to support the oversight that we've already been put in place. Boomerang Wireless provides emergency services, including 911 and E911. This service is always on, even when the account balance is at zero. So our consumers can always reach emergency service. We also provide customer service via 611, which is always on, even when the account balance is zero. We have a toll-free number that they can also contact customer services, not from their Lifeline phone. We operate redundant call centers and provide robust hours of operation, including nights and weekend hours. Our primary marketing and advertising mechanism is really aimed at getting good applications that will remain Lifeline consumers in good standing with us for at least a year. To reach those people, we hold a lot of neighborhood event marketing. So our employee-managed events go to cities, generally not Tier 1 cities, but Tier 2, 3, and 4 cities to reach citizens in their own backyards. We work with local organizations, service organizations, such as Goodwill, Salvation Army, and churches, where oftentimes we will have events with them or have their population that they're serving come to our events. Another key distribution methodology we use is working with Medicaid care organizations, where we partner with the MCO to provide Lifeline services to their members, and then we provide a communication bridge for those members to talk to the MCO with the goal of reducing their overall health costs. Advertising is used to drive people to events or to promote the programs in the offices or community centers where we've distributed applications. In our application, Boomerang Wireless has agreed to the certifications as established by the North Dakota Public Service Commission. And today we're requesting that the state of North Dakota approve our ETC application to help keep your citizens connected to jobs, healthcare, and their community as we responsibly represent the Lifeline program in your state.
Commissioners, I believe that's it for what Kim had to say, and I would invite any questions directed at any of them who may be able to answer those questions.
Thank you, Chris. Kim, I just had just one question. You appreciate you signing the certification because that's kind of been the thing we developed recently that I think ties up a lot of the loose ends that we had on some of the other cases. But I just did have one question for you. You talked about *611 or the 800 number for customers to call. But will there be a North Dakota designated point of contact so our customer service person can call a person in charge of North Dakota with specific concerns that we might get?
Yes. So I mentioned that we have a compliance and regulatory officer. Her name is Julia Redmond Carter. And we will provide and may have already provided that information, but would be happy to do that now. And she would be directly in contact with your staff.
Okay, thank you. That's the only questions that I have. I'll see if my colleagues have any.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the end of your sentence.
That's all the questions for me. Thank you.
Okay.
This is Randy Christman speaking right now, and I'm looking at the original application, and I counted 15 states that had been approved, where you had been approved, and 9 mm-hmm. that were pending, and I believe you said 18 have been approved, so are there 6 others pending then?
Commissioner, this is Andy Gibson. I'm the outside general counsel for the company, and I happen to have in front of me the updated list. I think at the time, you're correct, at the time we filed the application, there were 15 approvals. There have since been 3 subsequent approvals, and I'm trying to I can run through the 18 if that would be helpful. It's Arkansas, Arizona, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maryland, Michigan, Minnesota, Missouri, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Texas, West Virginia, Wisconsin, Colorado, and Indiana. Those are the current 18 states.
I didn't have my sheet open quite fast enough. Is South Dakota one of them?
South Dakota is not. We have a pending petition there, but have not been approved as of yet.
no revocations?
I'm sorry?
There have been no revocations of previously approvals?
No, sir.
The 60,000 eligible North Dakotans, where's that number from?
We participate in a national compliance program through a company called CGM, and it's market data that they provide to their members. And what it does is it looks at the primary federal programs, Medicaid, SNAP, et cetera, and the number of the population in your state for each one of those programs. It is an estimate.
Okay. I didn't understand the difference between Ready Mobile and InTouch Wireless.
So Ready Mobile is a prepaid brand that has been in the market since 2008, and it is our sister company. InTouch Wireless is our ETC brand.
And if I may add to that, Ready is a company that, as Kim suggested, has been around for quite some time. Boomerang was formed and has taken on the role of really the ETC status company. And although it does make services available to non-Lifeline customers, its primary focus is the Lifeline market, and it does business in every state where it's been designated as InTouch. So it's Boomerang doing business as InTouch Wireless.
So for the dollar amount that you're reimbursed for supplying the service to someone who qualifies, can I get service for that price or any other person that's not eligible?
In other words, the question is, Kim, I think the question is, can a person who's not Lifeline eligible get service through Boomerang? And I think the answer is yes, for payment of the standard rate.
That's right. We have top-up products. So if a consumer becomes uneligible and they have a Boomerang phone, they can continue to buy top-up products at retail, just like any other prepaid brand.
And the price will be the same as the federal reimbursement that you get when they are still eligible?
They would not receive the free service, that is the $9.25 reimbursement from USAC.
Right, so they would pay $9.25, and then a non-eligible person can get this service for that price.
So we don't have an increment of $9.25 in our top-up products. We have 10 and a 20 and a 30 and a 50 and a 5. And those products are really built to be top-ups. The 250-minute plan, that product isn't specifically called out as a product in our retail top-ups.
So a general customer on the street would basically purchase the cards, and I think you said the minimum $10. Kim, is the minimum card a $10 card, or is it a lesser?
We have increments as low as five.
Five, okay.
And as high as 50, yeah?
Right. So it's a card-based program by which an average, non-Lifeline eligible customer would just purchase the card with a set number of minutes, and they would not receive the Lifeline reimbursement.
That sounds like basically Ready Mobile then, right?
It's like the Ready Mobile market, yeah?
And then you mentioned that only your employees approve the applications. Who checks the identifications?
So either when we're in the application, the identification is checked by the person doing the application, Those are actually scanned into the record, electronic record, as is the eligibility. The applicant finishes the application and goes to, before they can get the phone, our employee checks the record and uploads the ESN once that they've said everything was there.
Okay,
so it's a real-time, in-the-field check of those documents as they're processing.
But are those by your employees, or is that sometimes the actual decision whether that's a real ID and that the picture matches the face done by, you know, some of the groups you mentioned, the church groups or Salvation Army or whoever is helping sponsor the event?
Yes, that's a really good question. So there are the vast majority of our applications come in through events, but we do get people who mail in applications or do applications online. And any of those applications, we don't process the Lifeline phone until all of that is audited by an employee internally. So it's either a full-time person who's in the field looking at those documents, or it's someone in our office who is reviewing that application before it's processed.
Okay, and you have agreed to some of the stipulations we've asked of previous resellers regarding getting a authorization that meets the standards of our human services for record release and notifying us on I don't remember if we requested monthly or quarterly or something basis of your customer list.
Yes. Yes. Commissioner, the company actually executed a certification of that effect on August the 2nd, and we did take time to review the sample form, that the DHS form that was referenced in that, as well as the anticipated filing requirements, and in agreement.
I have no other questions right now.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner.
Good afternoon. Thanks for being here with us today, at least by phone. Just a few questions for you. If you could look at your application and follow on to Commissioner Christman's comments, just kind of explain Exhibit A. It kind of outlines your company structure and the various components of that. If you could walk through that, I'd appreciate it.
Okay. Yep. Let me just flip to that. I have Exhibit A as the exchanges. That must be the compliance.
I think that's going to be Exhibit A of your compliance plan.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
The corporate structure.
Okay.
Yeah, with HH Ventures LLC at the top.
Right. I'm just getting to that page here.
That's fine.
So HH Ventures is a holding company, and it holds within the structure Boomerang Wireless, which is our, at that point when this was put together, it was seeking ETC designation. It's 100% held by HH Ventures. End Market LLC is our event marketing and distribution company, and Ready Wireless is actually the company that does our retail product. So we do Ready Mobile and Ready Broadband under that. We also do third-party wholesale business underneath that company structure. So we resell Verizon and Sprint services, not necessarily for ETCs, but also for other non-ETC business.
Okay. Thank you. So InTouch is the brand, the market brand for Boomerang? Is that where that
Yes.
falls within there then?
That's exactly right.
Just the ETC. And do you have facilities anywhere, or are you guys strictly a reseller?
So we do have facilities. We have a robust operating system and platform here. We manage our own IVRs. We manage a data center for all of our billing, for all of our rating. So, yes, we do have facilities here and down actually in Florida.
Okay.
Commissioner, this is Andy Gibson. I'm sorry to jump in. Just to clarify that, the company does have some facilities, but the company elected to take advantage of the FCC's blanket forbearance and getting their compliance plan approved. The FCC applied a forbearance standard to the need for those facilities, just to add that.
Correct. Understand. Right. And what percent of your company's business plan is the lifeline component? Is it 100% of Boomerang's business plan?
This is Jim Balvan, CFO. So of Boomerang, 100% of Boomerang's revenues are lifeline. And of the total structure that you saw in Exhibit A, that lifeline revenues represent about 25% of the consolidated entities' revenues today.
Okay. Okay, and then when it comes to the customers, you've talked a little bit about this, but just to clarify, when you have your neighborhood events, are people actually walking away with a phone, or is there a process where you're checking their application, confirming that they're eligible, and then they receive it in the mail at a later date?
They do receive, when it's an event that's managed by our employees, they do receive a phone at the event. If it is not our employee who's there, they will not receive a phone.
Okay. How long are the contracts for these phones?
There's no contract, and there's no fees.
Okay, so when do you reestablish eligibility? How frequently?
The recertification cycle is annually as outlined by the FCC.
Okay. All right. That's the end of my questions. Thank you.
Welcome.
This is Randy Christman again. And, you know, you mentioned that I think you said about 20% of the amount of people you estimate are eligible in North Dakota are being served with a Lifeline program, and just to be completely upfront with you as much as I can with someone who's not in the room, you know, we become accustomed over the years to dealing with a specific cooperative or to CenturyLink or Verizon or AT&T, and we know who we're dealing with. And why should I not be concerned in the fact that I can't hardly keep up with my notes here, because I can't keep up when we're talking about HH Ventures or Boomerang or Ready Wireless or InTouch, or there's such a string of entities here, and so I'm left confused over who's agreeing to what, and if there's trouble later, who's accountable for what.
So I'd like to address that. Boomerang Wireless, LLC, the company that I'm the president of, will be dealing directly with your staff. We have, again, a full compliance staff here, and we have full-time employees who live, breathe the Lifeline program every day. We will be totally upfront about when we will be in your state, where we will be in your state. We publish all of that information, and we will keep you apprised of, you know, our records as we've certified in this. Our dealings in North Dakota with your retail distribution are separate. They will obviously still, any fees or whatever we have to pay because of that business is separate from the ETC portion of our business. But we are dealing with 18 states across the United States today and have remained a good partner with those states. And again, being a responsible manager of a Lifeline program, so your citizens get a great service, and we know that we're also protecting in a regulatory and compliance environment the laws that have been set forth for this program.
Everyone who has answered or is going to answer any questions here today is speaking on behalf of Boomerang LLC, who we're dealing with.
Correct.
Okay.
I have one more question from me. This is Julie. Do you sell additional services to the Lifeline customer if they want to add on to their plan? Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Can you give me an idea of, is that pretty common? Do they typically add on in your experiences in other states, or do most just take the minimum and that's it?
Our statistics show that about 15% of the subscribers do add minutes to their service, and of that, that's generally they add about 200 to 300 minutes to their service per month.
Do they get that increased minutes at a reduced rate as well, or are they paying what everyone else pays?
They will pay what everybody else pays in the prepaid marketplace.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Looking for other questions. Chris, do you have anything else?
Commissioner, I have nothing further.
Would you offer all of this up as your testimony today?
Yes, yes, Commissioner. Right,
we'll receive it as an informal. I'm not a judge, but
thank you.
Sarah, do you have anything you'd like to add from a staff perspective on this?
No, sir.
Do you generally concur or not concur that we should approve this?
I generally concur we should.
Okay, thank you. I guess I'll just give my closing thoughts. And I think you certainly heard out of my colleagues the concern that we all share about not having a storefront in North Dakota, but the FCC has made it clear that if you get a blessed plan from them, you don't have to have a storefront in North Dakota. So you're certainly following the rules and the appropriate laws, and we've asked for those additional certifications we put into place for extra protection, if you will, for North Dakota customers, and that we're not unnecessarily draining the USF funds. But I suspect going forward, and we'll make a decision on this very quickly, but if there's any kind of abuse that you become aware of, you need to let us know immediately, because it's a different scenario if you let us know that there's abuse in the program or we find out there's abuse in the program. So that would be my guess, my thoughts. Any closing thoughts from my colleagues?
I don't have any closing comments.
I have no other thoughts either.
Okay. Chris, anything else one more time?
No, Commissioner, I have nothing else.
Thank all right. Anybody out there in telephone land have any comments they'd have to throw out?
We appreciate it with you. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner.
All right, we'll close the informal on case number PU 13-203. Thank you.
Thank you.
Goodbye.